Evergreen State College adds second graduation ceremony to accommodate Black Lives Matter protests. By Tom Sikata on June 12, 2020. Evergreen State College announced this week that it will offer a second graduation ceremony for students that will be attending a Black Lives Matter protest in Seattle during the scheduled ceremony. According to a report by the College Fix, Evergreen State College will hold a second graduation ceremony for students that would prefer to attend a Black Lives Matter protest in Seattle that is scheduled to take place during the original graduation event. Evergreen State College President George Bridges announced in an email to students that the college would host a second graduation ceremony to accommodate students that wish to attend the Black Lives Matter protest rather than the main graduation event. At Evergreen, social justice has long been central to our mission. Many in our community want to take leave to be there and join the call to break down structures supporting violence and discrimination against Black Americans and people of color. Others wish to respect the call, take leave and refrain from business as usual on that day. Bridges wrote in the email, "We polled graduating students about their preferences on holding graduation as planned or postponing it. About 63% supported postponing the event. Others made urgent and compelling pleas not to delay the ceremony," Bridges continued. "To center and honor our students' diverse perspectives and accomplishments, we are making the unprecedented move to hold two virtual ceremonies on successive days." Breitbart News reported extensively in 2017 on the riots that consumed Evergreen's campus after former Evergreen professor Brett Weinstein pushed back against a leftist activist event that encouraged white community members to leave campus for a day. When told that a student had claimed that he is a white supremacist, Evergreen State College President George Bridges refused to say deny the accusation. "It depends on what you mean by a white supremacist," Bridges said. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.